So just bear with me as I try to communicate this the best that I can. If I had a title today, it would be Choose to Believe. Psalms 59:16. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. When the inevitable currents of life come crashing down, happens to everyone, and it just leaves you questioning everything. When your battered heart leaves you broken and your foundation is unearthed, what will you stand on? What will you choose to believe? Today, I would like to talk about will and choice. Our will, our choice. There's an old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. You hear it all the time. Most of the time, mamas are saying it because we have 1,000 things we're trying to do, and it's like, well, I got a will. I'll figure out the way, you know. We'll make it work. Will. It's an innermost desire that you decide cannot be stopped because you will not stop until it is completed. I watched a documentary of a man that he was a skier and he was caught in an avalanche. Incredible documentary. I wish I could remember the name, but as he began to tumble down that mountain, organs being destroyed and limbs being broken, he slips into the earth, into a crevasse. He falls, he thinks, maybe 40 or 50 feet underground, and he lands on a rock in the middle of the earth, underground, broken, scared, hurting, and all alone. Who will find him under the earth? No one's looking there. But this man decided it wasn't about how he felt. It was about his will. And his will that day was to survive. So he began to crawl deeper into this crevasse because there was no way he was going up. All he had was his arms. And he army crawled through this crevasse. And he just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper into his problem, into what had broken him. He had more questions deeper into this crevasse than he did laying in the 50-foot hole. He knew if I could just get up, there's the answer. But as he goes through this trial and he's walking through this, he has more questions. He has no idea where he's going. But he believed that he would. He would be rescued and he would survive. And he did. He's alive to tell the story today. But it was his will and his choice. He chose to believe. I've had a little time to work on this myself. So today I am going to be very vulnerable and just share with you how God is working on me and what he's teaching me. April 2020, I got really sick. Some type of infection attacked my body. We still don't know what it was or what it is. But it began a series of ups and downs and, oh, maybe this is it. Okay, we'll just get that medicine and this will fix it. Well, it's not that, but okay, well, maybe it's this. And we'll doctor visit after doctor visit. Well, ma'am, I'm happy to tell you, but I'm also kind of sorry to tell you, you are completely healthy. Oh, okay. That's why I'm sick every day. And, you know, I was just like, it was just so confusing. the stomach pain, the nausea, the constant brain fog, I just felt like I was totally alone. I thought, okay, well, if the doctor doesn't know, God knows, so he'll fix it. But a year into it, there was still not an answer. And I felt abandoned. I felt alone. I thought the righteous would never be forsaken. I thought if I worked hard enough for him, he would never let something so horrible enter my life. Why? Why am I here like this? At this moment, my foundation was unearthed. What am I standing on? What will I choose to believe? In this time, I started reading this book called The Prisoner in the Third Cell by Jean Edwards. And it's just a wonderful book about John the Baptist. If you've never read it, please go read it. It is a little tiny book and it is so fantastic. But it's about John the Baptist and how he spent his whole life preparing the way of the Lord. I mean, he started preparing the way of the Lord in his mom's womb by jumping when he was close to Jesus. Literally his whole life, fasting, praying, preaching, for years. For what? To be imprisoned, to be ridiculed, and to be perceived as an absolutely crazy man. The man with the wild hair and the locusts and the honey and like, wondering if like he's sane. But he was doing what God had called him to do. While in captivity, I can imagine his thoughts, and these are my imaginations. Why am I here? Why am I in prison? Am I not supposed to be out there, like preparing the way of the Lord? Is Jesus the Messiah? Is he really? And I know that last line to be true. Because in the Bible it says, "Now when John heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again the things which you do hear and see. The blind are receiving their sight, the deaf are hearing. The gospel is being preached to the poor. And one more thing." The best line. "Blessed is he that is not offended in me." Blessed is he that is not offended. I'm there, John. I'm with you, John. Don't be offended. Don't question. I'm here. In some people's eyes, John was justified to have questions and to be offended. But I imagine, still in my own story of John, him falling to his knees in worship. And by doing so, pushing back everything that he felt and standing on what he knew to be true. He knew Jesus was his Savior, no matter what the circumstance looked like. He knew Jesus was there to heal and to deliver, no matter how tight his bondage and chains were right then. It took me a minute to figure out I was a little bit offended. Not angry, just offended. Why haven't you shown up? Why would you allow this to happen to us? What about my kids? You've called us to work and produce in your kingdom, but I'm so broken, Lord. What am I supposed to do like this? I cried, I yelled, I stomped my feet in frustration. Like, why won't this stop? I would pray so hard that my face would just ache. But I'll just be honest, all of that prayer was based on how I felt. It was not based on who I knew Jesus to be. This time, it wasn't going to be about how long I could yell or how hard I could scream or how long I could sit there and beg for his hand to fall. This time, it was going to be when I wasn't able to see him and I wasn't really able to feel him, that I would just stand. Just stand. Stand on his promises. Stand on his word. Now, this is the real vulnerable part. Y'all are going to think I'm crazy, but when I would go through this, Davin's like, well, babe, just stand on what you know is true. So I stood, literally, on my fireplace, my crazy hair, my pajamas, before my kids would wake up. And I would begin to quote my scriptures. I remember a particular morning, I was feeling pretty rough, and Dad was like, babe, you know what to do. I was like, I feel so sick. I do not want to quote these scriptures. And by the way, it's really embarrassing. Like, I don't want you watching me quote these scriptures with my hair sticking up. I look like crazy John the Baptist up here with my hair sticking up everywhere. But that morning, I said, whatever, I'm done with this. And I stood. And I would begin to quote the scriptures louder and more powerful every time. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. It's my will and my choice, and I will rejoice. For God hath not given the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. He thinks thoughts of peace towards me and not of evil, to give me an expected end. That morning, as I began to do like I do every Sunday up here, give it my all, Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost fell on both of us. I'll never forget the tears that filled my husband's eyes that morning. A little triumph, because we chose to believe. And the peace that flooded our house that morning was like I hadn't felt in a long time. I began to read the Bible differently because of this. I've always read my Bible, or tried to, you know. But I began to read it as though it had something for me right then. Desperate for something out of his word right then. Because I may not have been able to feel him or see a way out, but I knew that he wrote this book. And I knew that this living word was active, and this was his words. So if I couldn't hear him right at that moment, I knew when I opened that book, that was for me. So I knew with all confidence, my God is here. He gave this to me for the times like this. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hold on to it. It's precious. It'll see you through every trial. Thou art my hiding place, O Lord. I hope in thy word. I find hope in every single word. feeling. Women, we have so many feelings. Fearful, abandoned, broken. But I had to step out of that and just know I'm powerful. I am blessed. And I am full of strength. Doesn't matter what all this is doing. Doesn't matter how our body fails us, because we're His. Rising up in the ashes and lifting your hands right in the presence of pain and heartache, and it shakes the gates of hell. And it brings victory into your own mind and heart. It's not always what you feel. Sometimes you just have to stand on what you know to be true. You have to make the choice. You have to will it. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, if you can muster it up right in the middle of that heartache and that pain, all things are possible to him that believe. You have power. Lift up your head and square your shoulders and walk through whatever comes your way like you know who your Father is and the power that He holds. You can walk in confidence because the love that He has for you and for me is so much greater than the trial that we face. So when those inevitable currents of life come, I just step aside and say, Lord, I will sing. I'll sing with all the power that you've put in me. When my heart is broken and I don't know the answer, I'm going to sing aloud of thy mercy. When my foundation is completely unearthed and I'm like, Lord, what am I standing on? What do I believe? I can say now, I will lift my hands in worship, for you have been my refuge and my strength. So today, I choose to worship Him. Through every trial, through every situation, He is my provider and my deliverer. I was going to end there. But while I was praying a couple days ago, God gave me one more thing, and that one more thing makes me so nervous, because it's like, I didn't plan for that. I don't really know, God, what does that mean? I'll just share it for someone else. All I heard was beauty burst in the pain. Just like the devil uses the inevitable currents of life as an opportunity to attack, Jesus uses those same currents of life as an opportunity to strengthen and to birth beauty out of your pain. In those times, you can learn to walk with Him and to stand in His power. He will birth beauty from your pain. He has mine. He will deliver. He will save. Just like when you first have a baby causes lots of pain, and lots of heartache, body aches mostly. But there's nothing more beautiful, and there's nothing more precious to you right then. And just like Jesus did on the cross, the day that He let them put those holes in His hands and beat Him and bruise Him and spit on Him. And they nailed Him to that cross and they stuck that sword in His side and the water and the blood gushed out. And that day, He birthed something beautiful. He birthed the church. Which is probably the most beautiful part of this to me. Through his pain and his suffering, I have a place to come and find strength. Through his pain and ridicule, I get to be with you. My babies get to be saved. So today, all I have is thanksgiving and praise, because no matter what, he's gonna give us beauty for our ashes and an oil of joy for our mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we will be called trees, strong and mighty women of God. So today I encourage you, if you're going through something, if you're feeling some pain or some heartache or confusion or just questions, life, moms, jobs, children, he's there. When you can't feel him, hold on to his word. When you can't see him, keep praying. Keep choosing to believe. Thank you. I think we can just be dismissed, and you can go find your next class whenever you're ready.